W4DJW Mobile.
Well, W4DJW, KB4CBA. I'm still on my drive home here from White Hampton Boulevard.
Empty. The bed and truck is empty, and I'm on my way home to make one more change. This is about the 30th last change I've made to that amp. I didn't get but about a third of that, and it wasn't enough to assemble a sentence.
Well, you know, these compact antennas, you know, they just, I guess they can only do so much.
You came out from behind the shadow of the tree you were behind, or the mountain, or the hill, or the whatever it was that was blocking you, because you're back in it again now. So what did you say the time before that?
I was asking you what you said before the last part of what you said before we started the signal problem.
Oh, I said I'm empty. The bed of the truck is empty, and I'm on my way home to make the 30th last minor change to the preamp before it goes to a show. He's up in Minnesota, said it had to go out by 1 o'clock, but I forgot he's an hour later than we are. It's almost 12 o'clock for him, almost 1 o'clock for us. So I've got a whole hour and 10 minutes to make one final adjustment.
What you're saying is that you have more time left than you thought you did.
Roger, roger. That's a quick and easy way of saying it. I thought I was out of time to another channel, and on a different channel it has a different compensator for the volume offset. And that meant that trip and relays goes at different locations. So I got to implement a change I implemented earlier at a different location. That's what it boils down to. So it's pretty easy to do. Just have to have time to do it.
Well, I'm going to see if I can order this antenna in the next few days. And I realize it's not going to perform probably as well as my Wyndham did, but, you know, that's what happens when you cut trees down. You cut your antenna support right out from under them, I tell you. What a mess. But it really is a blessing to have those sweet gum trees. There were three of them, and man, they were just making an awful mess. It was, well, I think you've been back there, but I don't know if you've seen it at its peak. it really got bad.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a sweet gum tree that branched into two sweet gum trees that got hit by lightning one time. Anyway, long story short, the base of it was about 3.5 to 4 feet in diameter, and each trunk was about 2 feet in diameter. So it put out a lot of sweet gum balls, but not as many as your three trees did. Your three trees beat my one tree that was really two trees. Yeah, and you couldn't go back there barefooted. No way. You had to have shoes on. And my wife likes to walk around barefooted.
You know, it's on a hill, as you well know, and we have a deck, and, you know, I just can't stick an antenna, even a vertical, in the middle of the yard back there, because then it's going to look like an antenna. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm probably going to put it up against my storage building, which means I'll probably lose Canada, but, you know, there are worse things. So, at least it'll be transmitting, you know, east, south, and west.
So, I know you can't get any verticals, you can't get any ground wires to run under the house, but the more you can get to run in different directions, the better your reception is going to be. Kind of like the SIBO parabolic dish. The more you get out there to catch bounce signals off of that are bouncing off the ionosphere and they hit the ground and then they bounce up at your antenna, the better you're going to do. So you need to get some metal in the ground around it is what I'm getting at, and it'll do better. Without it, it'll work. If you have one like a single counterpoise, it'll work, but it won't be near as good.
Where it's going to be, I might be able to get away with, some radials on the ground, and it's going to be kind of close, I don't know, 10 feet, maybe 10 or 12 feet from the line, the property line, so, I certainly can't go over that, and besides, he's in another neighborhood, so they had a little patch of grass that they had to resod, and I remember it had been out for months, and there was a thing, I wasn't hurting it by walking on it, but boy, they had a fit. They both came out of the house screaming at me for stepping on their grass. And, I just said to myself, you guys, I'm done with you, And I had a few other choice words in my head, but I won't repeat it.
I'm home. I understand that. Yeah, I'm home. I try to do that too. Neighbors are hard sometimes. And I got to go in here and make my last of my last changes about for the 30th last time. And then I'll be done. Anyway, have a good day. Enjoy your tennis match if you get to go to one. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Hey, we'll get that thing ready, and I hope you have a good day. It's really nice out here. And enjoy the QSO. W4DJW, KB4CBA, 73.